pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After testing positive for COVID, the White House says President Biden is isolating at his home in Delaware. Calls for him to step aside as the nominee now include top Democratic leaders and longtime supporters. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
The Washington Post is reporting former President Obama has told allies in recent days that President Biden's path to victory has greatly diminished, and he thinks the president needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. A source familiar with Obama's thinking tells ABC, the former president continues to see his primary role as a sounding board and counselor for President Biden, as they've long done for each other for many years.
In Milwaukee, Republicans are gearing up for the final night of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump will accept the party's nomination and deliver a speech focusing on unity. Volatile storms swept through parts of the South all the way to New England last night. One teen in Florida recovering after being struck by lightning. This is ABC News. The FDA says people who do not smoke should not begin vaping, but the agency is allowing sales of one of its most popular vaping products to continue.
The FDA did not give its approval or its endorsement, but it did allow the best-selling e-cigarette in the U.S. to remain on the market. Vuse Alto sales can continue, but only the tobacco-flavored version. Manufacturer Reynolds American's challenging the FDA's rejection of its menthol product. Vuse accounted for 40% of all U.S. vaping sales last year, most for menthol products, which are still available pending that court's decision. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A new study found that babies born to women who received a COVID-19 vaccine in their first trimester did not have an increased risk of birth defects. The study also showed that birth defects were not linked to women who were infected with COVID in their first trimester. That's in the journal BMJ. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state. Subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary. And in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between. Find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the second night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde linked Tammy Baldwin with President Joe Biden.
America is struggling under Joe Biden. And Senator Baldwin has been a rubber stamp voting with him 95.5% of the time.
Baldwin declined to comment during a non-campaign stop in Wausau on Wednesday. In a statement, a spokesman for the state Democratic Party called Hovde an out-of-touch California millionaire. Negotiations are underway for a Wisconsin soldier who crossed into North Korea. A preliminary hearing in Texas for 24-year-old Travis King of Racine was delayed Tuesday. King is in plea negotiations with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. North Korea returned him to U.S. custody in September.
Fleet Farm has all the everyday essentials for your furry friends for less. This week, get a free $15 gift card when you spend $75 or more on Purina pet products. Stock up on favorites like Purina Dog Chow and Bacon Strips for the pups, Cat Chow and Friskies for your felines. Plus, you can order pet food online for convenient delivery right to your front door. Find deals on everything you need for your four-legged friends' everyday lives at Fleet Farm.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School District will make some changes to the co-curricular code of conduct for middle and high school students. Last night, the board approved separating the policy for middle school and high school students. Changes include a student would be academically ineligible if they have a single F grade, and fourth quarter grades would determine eligibility for fall sports and activities. Another change would be that midterm grades would also be a checkpoint for eligibility. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Rock Elm Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Mason Zimmerman of Spring Valley was traveling northbound on 110th Street when he went through a stop sign and struck a tree. Zimmerman was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. Another hospital is suing the city of Eau Claire over its property tax bill. Marshfield Clinic this week filed a lawsuit that challenges its $1 million tax bill. Marshfield says it's exempt from property taxes because it's a hospital and it's a, quote, benevolent facility devoted to the care of the sick, injured, or disabled, unquote. The Mayo Clinic Health System filed a similar lawsuit against Eau Claire last month, claiming almost the exact same thing. Eau Claire's defense is that there is the hospital portion of the hospitals are exempt, but the office space, parking lots, and other pieces of the hospital's property are not. There won't be any charges from the dust-up between an RNC protester and Western Wisconsin's Republican congressman. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office yesterday said it won't be filing charges against activist Noor Jahangma. She was arrested Tuesday after Congressman Derek Van Orden said she assaulted him. Van Orden called it political violence. Code Pink, the group that the suspect belonged to, said it was Van Orden who pushed his way past her and into line. Prosecutors say they watched body camera footage of what happened and said they didn't see any violation of Wisconsin law. Meanwhile, a commander's yesterday said a fighter jet had to escort a small plane out of the restricted airspace above the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. There's no indication that the plane was a threat, but it was in restricted airspace. NORAD sent an F-35 fighter plane to intercept the plane at about 3:30 yesterday and escorted it out of the no-fly zone. Logs show that the pilot was flying from Indiana to Oshkosh. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
One person is dead after a semi-truck versus SUV accident in Springbrook Township Wednesday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a loaded log truck was traveling eastbound on 240th Avenue, and an SUV was traveling southbound on 710th Street. The SUV did not stop for the stop sign at the intersection of 240th Avenue and was struck by the semi. The 77-year-old driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene by the Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The city of Mondovi has been notified of a mailing that has been mailed out to Mondovi residents, stating it was from the Mondovi City Council and asking for donations to the Police Association. This is not affiliated with the Mondovi Police Department. The city is advising people to be cautious when sending donations in the mail. If you suspect a scam, please notify the police department or bring the mailing to City Hall. A man from Eau Claire was found guilty of wire fraud in federal court. Robert Carter was accused of stealing more than $510,000 in a fraud scheme that lasted years. The U.S. Department of Justice in the Western District of Wisconsin says Carter provided false documents and gave false information to companies that lease and sell semi-trucks in order to obtain property. He later used that property for his own business, Carter Transportation Group. Carter faces 20 years in prison each for two charges. His sentencing is scheduled for October. A former Northwestern Wisconsin police officer is headed to prison for a deadly drunk driving crash in Eau Claire. A judge on Wednesday sentenced Gregory Swanson to 5 years in prison and another 5 years of parole for the deadly wreck back in July of 2022. Investigators say Swanson smashed into the back of an Eau Claire man's car after he broke down along the side of the road in Superior. The man died immediately. His infant son died a few days later. Swanson pleaded guilty in the case back in April. Wisconsin's governor is joining the lawsuit that seeks to declare a right to abortion in the state. Governor Evers yesterday said he and the state's attorney general are supporting the case from Planned Parenthood that asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to find a right to abortion in the state's constitution. Evers said he promised voters he would fight to restore the Roe decision and says he's making good on that promise. The governor is already supporting the lawsuit from Planned Parenthood to strike down Wisconsin's 1849 law that all but bans abortions in the state. The state Supreme Court is also hearing that case, although arguments have yet been scheduled. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Green Bay may be small, but the Packers aren't poor. The Packers this week said they turned a $60 million profit for last year. While that's not a small amount of money, CEO Mark Murphy says net profits were down about 12%. Almost all of that drop, however, can be blamed on higher player salaries and the depreciation costs at Lambeau Field. The Packers received $402 million from the NFL's revenue sharing agreement and another $251 million from local revenue. Murphy says the team remains in a strong financial position. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's America. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor that's a star-spangled bummer. It's It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Hamlin on Next Gen Cars at Indy. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to know for racing fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com. At Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend, the NASCAR Cup Series returns to the Big Oval for the 30th anniversary of the Brickyard 400. following 3 years on the track's road course. Joe Gibbs Racing driver Denny Hamlin recently mused on how the new next-gen race cars will handle the change.
Strategy is a big deal there. I do hope that these cars have enough drag down the straightaway to create slingshot type passes like we see on the Indy cars. The only thing that will limit that is that I think our corner speeds are maybe just a hair too fast for the second place guy to stay close enough to make that work. So it'll be tough, but I think on new tires, you got a shot to see something pretty great.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
The Brewers already planning for next year. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. There is no two-hour primetime special when it comes to the baseball schedule reveal. Just a press release during the All-Star break. Today was that day all around MLB. The Brewers' 2025 campaign has been released. They'll open up their season March 27th at New York against the Yankees. It's the second year in a row they'll open up in the Big Apple. They opened up this season against the Mets at Citi Field. As far as the home opener, mark your calendars for Monday, March 31st, when they'll take on the Kansas City Royals. Interleague highlights include three games in Seattle in late July and then three more at the end of August in Toronto. To football, it appears as though former Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb's playing career may be over after 13 NFL seasons, even as he says on his social media pages that he is not retired. Still, Cobb has reportedly been hired to be a studio analyst for the SEC Network. Of course, Cobb played in the SEC at Kentucky before being drafted by the Packers. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach just told me how he modifies his live bait rig when he's fishing weed walleyes. I'll tell you what it's all about, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says when you're fishing weed walleyes, you can't beat a live bait rig. But if you're using a standard live bait sinker, it can sometimes cause you to snag up quite a bit more. So what he does is he sizes up the sinker. If he's in an area where he'd be using a quarter ounce sinker, he'll go to a half ounce sinker, but it's a bullet sinker. He's using a bullet sinker on that rig so it slides right through those weeds. That vegetation will just slip to the sides and he'll just go right around the edges of those stalks. Something else he does is he puts on a weedless hook. You can get these hooks that are weedless. They're usually set up with a little spring that you can put the bait on, and then you attach the spring between the barb and the eye of the hook so that it doesn't get caught in the weeds either. So you're just dragging that bait right through the vegetation, and those walleyes that are sitting right on the edge in that deep water in that mass of green stuff are going to grab that bait, and you're going to catch some weed walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. It's been 25 years since SpongeBob SquarePants made its debut. Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, knows why fans still love it.
If SpongeBob was nothing but optimistic, that wouldn't be a very good show. So SpongeBob does get down in the dumps. SpongeBob does get discouraged. SpongeBob does feel sad, but he bounces back.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast today from the Nebraska Soybean Board Studios, which is brought to you by Nebraska Soybean Farmers and their checkoff. Lots happening in this market. I wish we could have a positive Thursday trade action. As we look over the numbers, there is a lot of struggle bus going on, and we're going to dive into what's happened. First, starting out on the livestock side of the trade, where we saw some heavy downfall on both the live and the feeder cattle. Hogs just kind of put themselves in a mixed territory, and that's where they're trying to hang out a little bit. So as we talk about the livestock first, we're bringing in Joe Coyma. He's with Coyma, Coyma & Varlick out of Sioux Center, Iowa. So let's look at this cattle trade, and I think using the word disappointing might be the best word ever.
That certainly takes the cake for that today. Thanks for having me on this afternoon, by the way. Yeah, leaving the office yesterday, we felt good about things. There was definitely kind of a change in wind as far as the cash cattle go. I think, you know, looking back at last week, we had that huge, you know, $6 correction. So you go into this week and you kind of, you know, expect cash to not be just, you know, dollars lower, but maybe just weak for the most part, because I think we lost a little bit of leverage last week. But then yesterday we had a 187 start in the south, and then 188, and the market responded as it should, that we were going to be maybe disappointed in cash, and actually was better than what we anticipated at fully steady in the south. And that's what shot the market up. We found some support on the uptrend line August around this 182 is huge, you know, so we kind of had that you know, that spunk going into today, and then, yeah, opened up and it just drifted lower, and we're all making phone calls trying to figure out what's going on, much kind of like last week. And then mid session today is when we got the weight breakdown. Every Thursday we get that. It's 2 weeks delayed for those of you at home listening to this. So it's not really reflecting the last little heat spell that we went through, but I think that was kind of maybe expected that some of the weights would gain just a little bit. It was kind of a surprise to us. But after seeing those numbers, I'm like, okay, that's why we have this letdown that we have. And then there was some cash cattle starting to kind of go in the north. Some 196 has been trading to a certain degree. Not on a whole lot of numbers. I think we still have some guys out there still holding for a little bit more. If the south can fight steady, I think we can fight steady up here. But a lot of this data was kind of done after the fact that we were down over $2.50. So it just took the wind out of our sails, and we couldn't quite recover going into the close here. But we're holding some uptrend lines there. You know, we're back to the levels that we were at last week too, so it's not like we're seeing a huge breakdown in the charts necessarily today.
Is there any worry that we might hit sell signals again tomorrow in the trade?
Yeah, anytime that you have a marketplace kind of settle on the lower end of the range and couldn't quite muster any better finish than this, and you got the target on the back just a little bit there that you don't want it to drift, 50, 80 cents lower tomorrow, because you probably, or you will probably see some technical selling with that, because we are right on some uptrends.
All right, we've got a cattle on feed report that comes out tomorrow, and I know many had said that the cash was going to wait to fully trade till that, but did get a few nibbles coming out of the north today.
Yep. Yeah. Typically, I would like to see us maybe hang out until we see that report. But we did lose some leverage last week with that big $6 correction there. I always kind of go through these reports, trying to say that, cash is king. We're at these price levels for a reason. And whether we believe, some of these numbers or not, the cash market will kind of come out of here. A little bit better way to have a marketing plan than always trying to trust some of these numbers that we get out, because it seems like the last little while it's a little bit more of a head scratcher trying to figure out where these numbers are necessarily coming from. So it's not always the best time to figure out an entirely marketing game plan on Fridays with the on feed reports.
Do we see any surprises, or could we see surprises in tomorrow's numbers?
There's an extra marketing day, I believe, compared to last time. So, I expect the unexpected type of a thing. But like I said, this cash market has always been pretty true of the last several on feed reports. And even if you have a little bit of a negative surprise and we still have good cash close to the numbers that we've had the last few weeks, I think that tells the bigger story anyway.
And speaking of reports, and I know Brad talked about it on this week's cattle call with me, we were supposed to see that mid-year July cattle inventory report and got notification that, nope, it's not happening this July.
Yeah, it's a pretty big bummer to have, to put it lightly, right now, when we're in the cusp of, we all see, last time we had one of these reports of the lowest numbers, cows on record, all that type of stuff. It'd be nice to get another snippet of that to kind of tell us where we are at. So it's not like we're necessarily flying blind. I mean, we're fundamentalists. We're on the phone all day trying to figure out what the numbers truly are, but it's still kind of nice to see that on print to tell us that we're okay at these price levels.
Now, from the hog perspective, you were telling me that they're looking a little technically better than what they have been.
In a big fashion, too. Last week we saw a big old gut check, $24 off the highs, and then the futures market kind of turns around, and all of a sudden we're $6 to $8 above our lows. And cutout is back to $100, so we do have futures that are probably too far a discount to that. But yeah, August, you look at that chart, we broke that big major downtrend line yesterday. So the easy sellers are probably taking a stance to say, I'll just stay out of it right now because we broke that trend. We're above some moving averages that we have not been above in a very, very long time too. So talk about a big turnaround there, from the technicals looking just completely ruined last week to having this quick bounce, and all of a sudden things can look quite a bit different there.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We come back, we'll kind of switch gears a little bit, look at the livestock side of the trade. What are we going to do with some tough calls in this corn market, for example? We've got low fours in this trade. Now what are we going to do? We're going to take a look at that and a whole lot more as the second half is just around the corner. Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Joe Coima. He's with Coima, Coima & Varlick out of Sioux Center, Iowa. So when we switch over to look at the grain perspective, I kind of want to pull these livestock in for just a smidge. As they watch what's happening in this fluctuating prices and the drop, does it change the tone a little bit for the livestock when they see the struggles happening in the grains?
I think it helps out. You know, very tremendously, you know, talking about cost of gains dropping quite a bit, especially, you know, more so for the hog sector too, that, you know, maybe some of the, you know, losses might not be quite as big. I know there's some hogs out there that still probably make a little bit of money because the cash market has been kind of just sideways for the most part, but it, there's a highlight over there. That's definitely one of them. And I guess I would say too, that moving forward, that maybe we shouldn't let some of these, from a feed need standpoint, probably not let some of these prices get too far away. It's been many years since we've had the ability to have some comfortable cost of gain, so we'll kind of throw that out there.
All right, over to what you are seeing as we kind of look at the grain complex as a whole. Tough one to call today on this market. I don't think anybody would have seen the drops or expected the drops we saw.
Right. You know, we got corn stabilizing sideways on a chart. It probably doesn't feel like that because we can have some good days where we can be up six or seven. You know, last week, Friday, with that report, it was a nice key reversal and then just nothing to show for it. So we definitely, the inability to lack any buyers here in this market at this price is tough. You know, sometimes I guess I've caught myself saying that, yeah, things probably are cheap enough. Here you look at some long-term charts, and we're looking back to our old breakout points back in the fall of 2020. So that number's kind of that's mid-390s, 394 for your lead month. So definitely want to, you know, keep this market above there. But it's tough to find a whole big highlight reel here right now. It does feel like some of these markets not necessarily get ahead of themselves to a certain degree, but they kind of price things in dramatically quicker than what people are used to. You know, a huge drop even before July 4, and then it's just like, okay, you know, maybe that's cheap enough here, but then you get the forecast that just doesn't show, you know, a whole lot of threat to it at all. So then you get that extra 40-50 cent sell off. But, you know, what do you do from here is the question that I kind of ask myself, that, you know, things are cheap enough here. How do you get more bearish at these price levels? We're seeing our exports being fine, justified. It'd be nice to see some more flash sales like we saw this morning in soybeans. But one isn't going to make, you know, a huge turn of events. It always still have to kind of convince the funds that, you know, their record short position, you know, maybe have to start crawling out of it. But we do need to see some news.
Yeah, and you talk about the flash sale this morning to an unknown. And, of course, everybody immediately says, well, it's got to be China, because that seems to where all the unknowns go to.
Right, and especially the large quantity that it was. That's one step in the right direction. It's nice that we can say that it probably is China, and hopefully there's more to come there. And we do have to kind of battle against South America. China is their number one customer now as well. So it is good to see some big shots of flash sales, knowing that we're second place now compared to Brazil or South America. But having a few days of these in a row, I think, can kind of shift gears a little bit for some bullish momentum. But we're definitely going to have to take it one day at a time.
Looking at this corn market, Joe, I mean, 391 and a quarter is how September finishes out. Nobody likes to see us flirting with the $4, and definitely not going below that.
Right. I think there's enough evidence around, maybe just locally here too, and maybe we see some of it in the fall. But our basis around here is it's advantageous for the guys to still selling out of the Bend. We're 20, 25, 30 over in some cases. Granted, we feed a lot of livestock. And we're in an area too that got affected by, you know, plenty of water. And we had that big event over the weekend too, where, yeah, there's going to be affected acres that are going to be out there. And I wonder if we just have enough draw in the fall that these areas affected will kind of pull some of that basis a little bit higher, just for the fact that, yeah, there's always good spots in the corn acres. But it does seem like this year we're probably going to have a little bit more of, okay, too wet over there in the west. The east got hit by that, you know, the big windstorm. So maybe that's enough flex in the fall that we can see the basis start to improve.
And of course, those numbers really won't see anything until those combines start rolling.
Correct. Yep. It's going to be a patience game here. I guess I've been telling customers that, you know, what do you do with your crop price now? Do you just sell it on the board, or what do you do? And it's almost like it's not uncommon for the grains to find a spot. You know, even before, you know, prior to 2020, we were stuck in a range for a long time. It kind of feels that we're in that way right now too.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
Just give us a ring, 1-800-358-3047.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. In the most recent quarterly report from the CoBank Knowledge Exchange, livestock economist Brian Ernest reported on the impact of inflation on animal protein demand. I'll have the details when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. Yes, inflation is making its mark on the choices consumers make when it comes to animal protein. According to Dr. Brian Ernest of CoBank, there are notable shifts in what people are buying and where they're choosing to spend their money. Starting with beef, Dr. Ernest notes that despite inflation, beef remains a staple in meals across all income levels. However, for those feeling financially strained, there is a noticeable increase in chicken consumption at the expense of pork. Interestingly, those better off financially are switching from chicken to pork. Now, when it comes to chicken, the U.S. broiler industry is thriving. Prices for boneless chicken breasts have dropped, making it a cost-effective choice for many consumers. The industry is also innovating with products suited for quick cooking methods like air fryers. Despite disease and genetic issues that are limiting production for some farms, the overall broiler meat production is expected to grow by 1% this year. Pork production, on the other hand, according to Dr. Ernest, shows a mixed bag. While feed costs have significantly decreased, leading to profits for some producers, there's still a challenge with capacity and slaughter rates. Notably, U.S. pork exports are performing exceptionally well, with 31% of all pork and pork variety meats being exported in the first 4 months of 2024. That's a record achievement, and it highlights the robust demand from international markets.
For beef, U.S. production is declining, but it's not as rapid as had been expected. Heavier weights of cattle in feedlots are contributing to sustained production levels. However, the overall cattle supply remains tight, leading to higher prices for producers and tighter margins for packers. This dynamic is causing some fluctuations in the beef market, but overall the sector remains resilient. Additionally, despite a slight decrease in beef production, U.S. beef exports remain robust. Over the past 12 months, the U.S. exported 17.5 billion pounds of animal protein, with beef making up a significant portion of that total. I'll be back with more from the CoBank Quarterly Report after this.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
In his recent update on the livestock markets, Dr. Brian Ernest of the CoBank Knowledge Exchange says the U.S. animal protein sector is showing remarkable resilience despite inflationary pressures, and it's clear that beef, pork, and chicken are finding some unique challenges in this demand cycle. We'll keep an eye on those challenges and keep you updated right here. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. Learn more at farmprogressshow.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's Christmas in July with the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all the fair food, fair rides, and of course, the farm animals. Plus, hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Raceway in the grandstands at 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Then it's the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull Saturday nights at 7. It's the Dunn County Fair, July 24th through the 28th at the fairgrounds in Menominee.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face.
Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. Buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Shoes wearing my shades. We fall against the door. We fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Only thing I wanna do tonight is drink you like a Spanish wine. Let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around. Sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. 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 You let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The kids screaming, the phone ringing, the dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower. Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long as I wouldn't trade it for
restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and daddy, me and my teddy, draw me to sleep in between. Yeah, it's okay, it's so nice, just another day in paradise. Well, there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night, ooh, just another day in paradise. Oh, well, okay, it's so nice, just another day in paradise. Well, there's no place that I'd rather be.
It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone on sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the light.